K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name is Mike.
How are you doing today, Mike?
Good. But I heard that you do dating advice. You break down dates and see where everything went wrong and then sort of help people out, though, right?
Well, we listen.
Yes.
You listen.
Kind of mediate type thing, you know?
Sometimes listening is the best way to help anyway, you know?
Okay. What's up?
Well, you know, I had this date the other day. I met a girl at her job. She works at a home improvement store. You know, it's spring. I want to do a little lawn work. Well, I met her, and it's been a little rough for me meeting women lately. I actually just went through a divorce, you know, hence trying to do some lawn work, get my mind off of it. But I met her when I was out shopping for some fertilizer, and, you know, we really hit it off. I thought she was really knew her stuff. I was really impressed. You don't often meet a lot of women working at hardware stores, much less some that really, really know what they're doing. So, you know, I asked her out, and, you know, we go out to a little, and nothing really fancy. We just went to a watering hole in Springboro.
Oh, cool.
And let me tell you something. She cleaned up good.
Surprise.
I was sold when she was talking about hardware, but man, she really, really knows how to dress up. She really looked good. And, you know, we had a couple of drinks. We played some pool. I mean, my brother showed up. He started hanging out. We had a really great time. But just when things were starting to get around to me asking her for another date, she just kind of pieced out.
What?
Huh.
And I'm not looking for a serious relationship or anything. Like I said, I just got out of a very long marriage, and I just wanted to know, you know, what went wrong? What did I do? What, you know, did I send off a signal that really sort of put her off?
Interesting, Fry.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's this lady's name that you met at the hardware store?
Michelle.
All right, Michelle. What we're going to do is we're going to stick Mike and Michelle. How about that?
Aww.
We're going to stick you on hold for a second, Mike. We'll give her a buzz and see if we can get her on the phone here. We'll have her on the air in about 8 minutes. Get some answers for you, buddy.
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Do you and your brother normally, like, hang out together? Or do you guys work together or what?
No, we're close. We hang out. I mean, especially now that I've gone through...
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he's a good brother. We trust each other.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Good. You know, and I like getting his advice now, you know, when I meet women, you know.
Mike, hold on, buddy. Mike, hold on. We got the phone actually ringing. Hold on. Be real quiet.
Hello.
Hello. Can we speak to Michelle, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hello, Michelle. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from the radio station K99.1 FM.
Oh, hey. How are you guys?
Hello.
Good. You got a few moments to chat?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, good.
We like talking with people.
We do.
Hey, we got a question for you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We understand you work at a home improvement store.
Yes, sir.
And you're good at what you do.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, that's great. Well, we actually got to talk with somebody who was interested in you. He said he met you at your place of employment there. You guys went on a date, but you just kind of, as he said it, peaced out.
Peaced out.
So he called us for help. He was trying to figure out why you peaced out.
Oh, man, are we talking about Mr. Mike?
Yes, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, well. He's actually, he's a good-looking guy. He's really funny. That's why I, like, agreed to go out on a date with him.
Yeah.
And we had a good time, you know, just went to a bar, everything's good. And then, like, his brother showed up, which I thought was, like, a little weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fine, you know, the more the merrier, I guess. So, and then, like, when I went to the bathroom, though, the waitress at the bar, she, like, followed me in and, like... It was like this girl moment. It was like a girl code. She was like, I have to talk to you just so you know, like this Mike guy. We call him the serial dater because he's always in there with like a different girl. Apparently he was like in there earlier that day at lunch with somebody. And he told her, he was like, if you see me later, I'm not here now.
Is that you, Fry?
I may have been guilty of that back in the day.
I'm sorry, no. Like, I'm just, that's like horrifying to me. Like, I'm just, that's sickening. And I'm just like over it. So I feigned sickness. I ran out. And then his brother followed me out.
Ew.
His brother's a piece of work.
There's like, wait. Now, hold on. Hold on. No. What is a serial dater exactly?
Hey, Michelle.
I don't even know what that means.
Michelle.
Yes.
Mike's on the line.
He's
been hanging out just to see what you had to say.
Ooh. My
What is a serial dater? What does that mean? Trying to find someone I connect with and I click with. Of course I'm going to date several people in order to find them. I mean, what does a serial dater mean?
I guess if you don't like them, your brother can come get, like, the sloppy seconds or something.
Excuse me? Now, what do you take us for, honestly?
I mean, because, honestly, when your brother
Has anyone ever met two brothers who honestly do that to people?
Well, I don't know. You might want to talk to Mark, because when he followed me outside, he asked me out.
No!
You tell her she's on the radio, and she goes making up all
No!
Did he?
My brother did not ask you out. He wouldn't have asked you out.
I have nothing to gain. I mean, I'm just telling the truth. Like, I have never had something like that happen to me before.
The brother asked you out?
You know. Sorry.
The brother asked you out, Michelle?
This is a misunderstanding. That wouldn't have happened.
His brother Mark followed me outside, and then he was like, hey, you know.
How you doing? Did you like him better?
No comment.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about the waitresses, too, at that place. Most of them are friends with my ex-wife, okay?
So they make all sorts
of nonsense to ruin my life.
Okay.
Well, maybe it was a misunderstanding, Fry.
Maybe.
We
can try and help you guys out a little bit. We can send you on a second date if you're both willing to, and maybe just you guys alone, limo and dinner.
Yeah, what do you think, Mike?
No. I mean, if she's going to lie about my brother asking her out and insinuate that he was a better catch than I was, absolutely not.
Michelle?
I mean, I'll go on the second date with Mark.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sick of her laughing. That was an evil laugh.
Okay. I would find another home improvement store there, Mike.
Yeah, I think I will.
I think I'll go into a
new bar, too, honestly.
Well, good luck with Mark there,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah, hopefully that works out for you.
Thanks.